Committee will now take testimony on House Bill 1028, an act to establish a procedure for return of associate license when certain action taken against a responsible real estate broker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Larry Lingstead. I'm the Executive Director of the Real Estate Commission. Real estate is a heavily regulated occupation in South Dakota, and I know there are at least two people on the committee that would agree to that. We have regulation for issuance of a license and various procedures, what a licensee can or can't do, and also requirements for associating with a broker who we refer to as the responsible broker in any real estate company or firm. And a situation arose recently where the question was raised as to what happens to those licenses of associates of a responsible broker if and when that broker's license is suspended or revoked. And although we feel we know what should happen to those licenses, it wasn't really clear in statute, and that simply is what this bill does. It just addresses that when the responsible broker's license is suspended or revoked and that order becomes final, that those licenses, if they have not associated with another broker, that those licenses be returned and be placed in inactive status.
Thank you, Larry. Representative Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It might be clear to you because you're in the industry, but it's not at all clear to me what you're talking about, so maybe you can explain it a little bit. If I have a responsible broker who loses his license and I'm the associate broker, I'm out of business too?
Representative Olson, I think as a broker who's been in that situation, I can explain to you what happens. When a salesperson works for me as a broker, we hang their license on my wall, not on theirs, on my wall. And if they leave me, I send the license back. It isn't the salesperson that has control of that license. It's the managing broker. So if I lose my license, it's my responsibility to send all of those. If there's 10 people, send them all back to the commission. And they can go to other offices, but they get them their license back from the commission, goes to the new broker. That's the way the law is right now.
If I may add to that.
You may.
The situation doesn't happen very often, and it certainly doesn't happen as a surprise to anyone. When the situation does arise, and fortunately, like I said, it doesn't happen very often. In fact, it's quite rare. The people that are in association with that broker typically would be during that time period looking for another broker to associate with. But it's that rare case where that doesn't happen. Then that person's license would be put on inactive status until they find another broker with whom to associate. Or if they met the statutory requirements, they would establish their own business.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
If I could ask one more.
Yes. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's just out of ignorance. How long can somebody stay inactive before they pop back? I mean, is there a renewal period that if I had to renew, let's say, in a year, that I could be inactive only for a year? Can I renew when I'm inactive? I mean, does it put my professional life on hold forever? What's the consequence?
No, it doesn't put it on hold forever. And you can renew your license inactive for as long as you wish. The licenses renew every 2 years. We may have licensees that will renew their license every 2 years and remain inactive for, it's not inconceivable for somebody to be inactive for 20 years.
Representative Brown. Turn your microphone on, please.
Got it. Primarily, this is the condition where the broker is a shepherd of those under his license, right?
That's correct.
And so, therefore, when he's dismissed from being a primary broker, then he has no control over the people working under him. And that's what we're trying to get away from, right?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We talk about a responsible broker. What happens if I'm an associate licensee under an irresponsible broker?
Responsible broker is a term defined in statute, and it's when a responsible broker becomes irresponsible that the situation arises.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Lingsted. Any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dean Krogman. I represent the Realtors, South Dakota Association of Realtors. I'm in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Dean. Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the committee to public testimony and discussion and or action.
Chairman,
House Bill 1028. Do pass motion by Representative Brown.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Madsen. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, no. Secretary will call the roll.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradrick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Lenski?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Valandra? Siebert?
Aye.
And Canote?
Aye. That motion passes 12-0.